Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is Wednesday, which means we will be starting today's show off with an episode of Science for Humans as we start to discuss the B vitamin that can improve your VO2 max. That's right. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to be joined by Brooks Kubik for an episode of Physical Culture Radio as we talk about the secrets of pain-free training and pain management. We're going to be talking about both aspects of these, training with pain and also living with pain. There are some secrets that you need to know about to help you abolish your pain. As usual, I must mention that our title sponsor is All-American EFX Sports. You can go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about all of their products and always patronize the sponsors whenever possible.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. We missed you last week.
Yeah, a little week off.
So we continue on with the B vitamins. And the reality is that there each of these vitamins in and of themselves, while they're lumped into the B category, are really quite unique in what they do for the body, right?
Absolutely.
Do we have a little bit of an echo?
Yeah, I'm hearing it on my end there.
It may have just gone away. Let's just see. I think it just
actually,
it did. It just took a little second for the audio to adjust. Anyway, I mean, really, you look at, we talk about the B vitamins like they're all the same. Oh, it's a B complex. But every one of these vitamins does something different. We could have easily have named them something other than B vitamins, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they are so unique in themselves. I think the reason why they were named B complex or B vitamins is because they're so intricate the way they work together, you know, and they're essential for body functions.
I got it. So today we're going to talk about B6, pyridoxine, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, pyridoxine is another one of the B vitamins, as we said. It's also, you know, called pyridoxamine or pyridoxal, but pyridoxine HCl is what you normally see in the vitamin supplements. And it's interesting because this particular B vitamin is involved in more than 100 enzyme processes, you know, that have a wide impact on our health. I mean, that's a lot.
You know, the more we talk about B vitamins, the more I realize that it really is critical to supplement with B vitamins because each of these B vitamins are found that we've been talking about and that we'll talk about even into the future. While they're found in food sources, they're not all found in the same food sources. You would think that B vitamins would all be in the same foods, but they're just not. And so I have to think that it's probably prudent to consider supplementing with a B complex. I think we talked about this last time. We still have an offer that's available to the audience. VitaDrive is the most complete multivitamin made specifically for hard training athletes. Today is June 24th. Through the end of this month, you can get a bottle of VitaDrive for just $5.95 when you use the coupon code DRJEFF, Dr. Jeff. This is $16 off a bottle of VitaDrive, which there are people out there who've been taking VitaDrive for a very, very long time. This has been a staple in the offerings of All-American EFX and All-American Pharmaceutical, right?
Yeah, you know, we've had this product. I think I formulated it some, oh my goodness, 25 years ago. It's amazing how, you know, great a product it was then, and there's no change to it. And, you know, one of the things you were talking about, you know, why it's so important to supplement with these B vitamins is that even though B6 is considered one of the more stable B vitamins, when you process it, freeze it, cook it, can it, you're losing 40 to 80% of that B from the food sources. So you know, that's why it's always so difficult to get these things sometimes from your food. You know, you can get the minimal amounts to keep you from being deficient. But, you know, if you start to ask more from your body, especially as we're more athletic, you've got to supplement.
So what exactly is vitamin B6 or pyridoxine?
You know, again, it's a B vitamin, essentially is what it is. I think what you got to look at is more what does it do, you know, or what are some of the benefits? And being that it's involved in more than 100, you know, of our enzyme processes, there's a pretty long list. But here's some of the major roles that it plays. Most of them have to do with, you know, production of new cells, which we're going to talk about, you know, important with tissue regeneration, skin, mucous membranes. But it helps the immune system to produce antibodies. You know, obviously antibodies are things that fight diseases. Helps the body break down fats and carbohydrates to produce sugar, energy. Helps regulate blood sugar needed for the metabolism of protein from food. And we've been talking a lot of B vitamins that aid in this process. That's why, you know, it's important that, you know, you take a B complex sometimes versus only thinking I only need B6. But the list kind of goes on, you know, healthy skin, nerve and brain function. Boy, and then the big one is, you know, it is essential to make new red blood cells and hemoglobin. And this is what carries oxygen to the tissue.
In fact, if you're deficient of B6, you could actually hit the wall a lot sooner if you are an endurance type athlete. And that's because it not only enhances the formation of red blood cells, but it also causes hemoglobin to bind O2, oxygen, and carry it around the blood. If you could have high hemoglobin and not have enough oxygen bound to it if you're deficient in B6.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a little bit of a biology lesson is, you know, we've got these red blood cells in our body. And these red blood cells are the most common type of cells that we have. But these are the cells that deliver oxygen to the body tissues. And this happens during through the circulatory system. Within those red blood cells is the hemoglobin, which is essentially an iron-containing oxygen transport. It's kind of like how I like to describe it. And, I mean, that is essential for delivering oxygen. That is the primary way of getting oxygen to the muscles. And, you know, muscles aren't only, you know, thinking from a working out standpoint, but, you know, brain, lungs, I mean, heart, all of that requires oxygen to function.
So being deficient in B6 is not a good idea. You were talking about tissue repair and the immune system. It's responsible for the production of histamine, which is a major component of immune response. But in the area of tissue repair, are we talking about wound healing as well?
We are. You know, we're talking about things that heal quickly, like, you know, skins and wounds. I mean, that B6 is essential in that process. And the reason is that, you know, it helps with new cell formation and growth. You know, you wouldn't think that B6 was part of that, but it sure is.
So where do we find B6 typically?
B6 is another one of those things that's really, really, really abundant. My top 10 things are seeds. You know, sunflower seeds are probably the highest. Sesame seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin, squash. So those type of seeds. Most all nuts high in B6, pistachio being the highest, but you also find them in just regular peanuts, walnuts, cashews. Most all fish high in B6. Then you got your turkey, chicken, lean pork, beef, fruits. Bananas are a little bit higher than some of the citrus fruits. Avocados, spinach. Mm. So, you know, again, a pretty staple in our diet. So it's very very difficult to become B6 deficient if you live a normal lifestyle.
Is there any issues with malabsorption that you found in your research?
Yeah, I mean, if you do have some gastrointestinal problems, you know, maybe some medication or, you know, some illness or, you know, some gluten intolerance, something that has hindered you from absorption. That's what I found. You know, is we've got to keep that gastrointestinal tract in good shape. That might be a show all by itself, just talking about the old GI, huh?
You know, it's funny because even the pharmaceutical industry is starting to understand the power of the digestive tract itself. It was always assumed that if you took a drug, it was going to work. But what we're finding out now is based on the diversity of the microbes in your stomach and the role that they play in the digestive process, that even drugs are now not working in some people who have certain dysregulations in their digestive tract. So it stands to reason that there would be malabsorption of certain nutrients found in foods as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's why the supplement part of things is so important. You know, I've always told people that it's very, very difficult these days to get high amounts of nutrients from your food. Yes, it's possible. But even when you talk about, well, I eat healthy, you know, we talked about a couple months ago, you know, most of the fruits and vegetables are radiated. So you lose all the vitamins and mineral content. And even talking about, well, I only eat organic. I'm sorry, but how do we really know that that's organic? You know, just because it got a sticker on
word.
It,
yeah.
I mean, I, you know, to me, unless I grow it myself, but it's very difficult. So, you know, that's why it's important that we have to supplement, especially, you know, as important as this particular vitamin B6 is, you know, being involved with so many processes.
Well, and being that the vitamin B category are all water soluble, you don't have to worry about getting too much of it, so to speak, where you're accumulating it in your body. You basically urinated out day in and day out. So if you did, that's one of those things. I think it's better to have a little more than a little less when it comes to those particular vitamins.
Yeah, it's very difficult to overdose on vitamin B6 unless you are, you know, particular sensitive and you experience, you know, some type of problems, which we'll talk a little bit about. But you'd have to take very, very high doses, and I'm talking, you know, 1,000, 2,000 grams a day for a long period of time. You could have some instances, but other than that, very difficult. Unless you're on, like, anti-convulsive or anti-Parkinson's drugs, always want to consult a doctor if you are on some type of medications.
My sister had Parkinson's disease. She wasn't allowed to take B vitamins because they competed with the levodopa and carbidopa, the cinnamon that she was taking.
And that's why you should always be careful. You know, when you are on some medication, there are always indications and things that conflict or help with quicker absorption. So you should always just double check with your doctor before jumping into a supplement, especially a B vitamin.
But what I didn't understand is if in fact the B vitamins were truly competing for the dopaminergic response in the substantia nigra, for that response with the pharmaceutical drug, why not give people who are suffering from these disorders more B vitamins and see if those will help ameliorate some of the symptoms? Because, I mean, think about it. When we talk about something that competes, right, it competes for a receptor, mm-hmm. let's say, it means that it has some similar action as the other thing that it's competing with. It just stands to reason that, I mean, poor people on Parkinson's medication, they're told not to eat protein very frequently because it also competes with the Cinemet. It's like, well, maybe they should be eating high protein diets and high B vitamin diets.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, this is the lifelong struggle between, you know, pharma and dietary supplements is, you know, the good Lord put everything in nature, I think, that we need. You know, obviously, going to the doctor, God bless them, you know, but the first thing they do is they look at the PDR and they want to find a drug. They forget about the PDR for herbal supplements or PDR for nutritional supplements. And I think most people, or a good majority of people, could probably be off medication just by figuring out what deficiencies they are having.
Yes.
Because these symptoms are there, you know?
I completely agree. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about what deficiencies in this particular B vitamin look like so people in the audience can kind of make a determination on their own. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. This is Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about vitamin B6. And Now we're going to talk about deficiencies. So if you think you have a deficiency, how do you know? Are there very, very blatant outward signs, Dr. Galini?
Yeah, there are some. You know, first of all, you know, people might be wondering, how can I become deficient? Well, number one, it's usually from the diet. Or as we said, you know, if you do have some stomach or intestinal disorders that hinder your absorption. But smoking and alcohol will deplete your B6, along with a variety of medications. So even though we might have a healthy diet, there are things out there that we don't know that could actually deplete that B6. But some of the common things, dry skin, you know, skin disorders like scaling, you know, what you would just normally think you had dry skin, that could be a B6. Cracks or sores on the lips, tongues, or mouth is probably two of the most common. Then you get into some of the nerve-related problems, you know, convulsions and seizures. A lot of people talk to me and say they have leg cramps or they get numbness in their hands and feet. Well, again, that's a B6. But here's one. How about irritability, a mood abnormalities?
Oh, my God, I'm B6 deficient. No, I'm like,
you are. Or, you know, mental depression. I mean, could you imagine going to the doctor and say, you know what, I've got mood swings and I feel depressed. Oh, antidepressant.
Yeah, right. The first thing they go for, right?
You know, but again, that's a deficiency. You know, our bodies need these things
function. Think about this. So some of the most common things that are prescribed today are designed to overcome depression, overcome neuropathies, okay? You know, skin lesions, dermatitis. These are all commonly treated conditions that each one of them calls for its own drug when it may just be a vitamin B deficiency.
And a B is not something, you know, you take it one day, you know, you take it and you expect to feel something in 5 minutes. You know, again, it takes some time to build this up because it's water soluble. But another thing, you know, migraine headaches. Now, I'm not saying B6 is the cure for migraines, but it is a symptom of a deficiency. The same with chronic fatigue and feeling weak. I mean, how many people report, man, I'm just tired all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. And they go right for an energy drink. You know, we're going to talk about this the next show, but I just kicked a caffeine addiction. Hi, my name is Carl Lenore and I'm a caffeine addict. No, this is my third time in 15 years that I'm having to go, oh my God, I'm addicted to caffeine again. Like, when am I going to learn my lesson? I was using 800 milligrams a day because I got to get through the day. And maybe I'm just deficient in B vitamins. Here's one that I didn't know about until preparing for this show. My niece, also my goddaughter, calls me all the time and says, OMG, I have conjunctivitis again. I have pink eye again. Why do I keep getting pink eye? Guess what one of the symptoms of a B6 deficiency are? Reoccurring pink eye.
And, you know, that's from a weak immune system, and that is something that B6 does, is, you know, it boosts your immune system and helps with lowering those chronic infections and things.
Yeah, yeah, this is an important one. And you know what? I just need to start taking my VitaDrive. I got to be honest with you. I got a bottle of it at home, and I take so many supplements throughout the day. Oh, I'm getting enough B. I just need to start taking my VitaDrive. I really do.
And you know, I could be as honest as anybody. You know, I've got it sitting too. And until I started doing this show, I didn't really think I needed extra B vitamins. And now, you know, when I started with the first B, I thought, man, I got to get back on this VitaDrive. So I've been taking it in the morning. And last night I was thinking, you know, instead of taking the whole dose at once, it would be better to space it out during the day.
Yes, you because of the solubility of the B vitamins.
If you take too much of any of these water-soluble vitamins, you know, the neon stream, as we call it, I mean, you just pee it right out. So it's better to take smaller doses, similar to eating, throughout the day. So that's what I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm just going to do one cap, and I'm going to do it four times a day. But I'll tell you, I did feel an improvement in my overall well-being, sleeping better, you know, some of the tingling of the arms at night, I haven't had that anymore, and I'm really contributing it to the B complex, to those vitamins, you know. It's very difficult to determine which one it is. That's why I like the shotgun theory, you know, taking the B vitamin because we're all probably deficient in something, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, I this is a shameless pimp job, but hey, $5.95 for a superior bottle of multivitamin made specifically for hard training athletes. For those of us who use this stuff up and burn it up and it goes through us a lot faster, you can get it by using the coupon code DRJEFF. You can get to the website by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking any of the All-American EFX banner ads, and then just search for VitaDrive. I mean, it's a great deal.
And the reason why I kind of came up with that idea a few weeks ago is, let's face it, dietary supplements are expensive, and sometimes, you know, it's hard for us to invest in those things. You know, we'll pay $3 for a Rockstar or something, but we won't want to spend $19.99 or whatever on a supplement. So I thought, man, you know, this would be a good way for people to really see the benefit of taking a B vitamin.
Yeah, it's a great product. And I'm going to do this with you. Actually, I'm going to be leaving tomorrow morning to go to Montana to be with Dr. Jeff, because we're going to be doing a live remote from All-American Pharmaceutical on Friday for Casual Friday. Elisa Profumo will be here in the studio. I will be there with Dr. Jeff. But I'm going to start doing it too. I'm going to start today. I've got my VitaDrive right here in the studio. I'm going to start taking it today. I'm going to take it until the bottle is gone, and I'm going to see how I feel, if I notice any changes.
Okay. Good. I think you'll feel better, man. I know I'm going to do the same thing today. I'm going to get me another bottle here at work, and I'm going to space mine out.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say wrapping it up about the B vitamin, this particular B vitamin?
No, I think that kind of sums it up. You know, we've been doing this B vitamin series. And again, the reason is they are very important. And, you know, as we said, they're not the sexiest or the most promoted supplements out there, but they're probably the most important. Always remember, you know, the basics, the foundation are the things that, you know, we've got to stick with. You don't do this for a little bit and then go try some new product that isn't even in this category. You always got to build off the basics. Because once you get feeling good, you forget how you felt before you started supplementation. So just keep with it, and you know, you will start feeling better within, you know, a couple, 2-3 days.
And you know, I just had a thought. You know, many of us in this audience are big fans of intermittent fasting, and if you don't have adequate B vitamins, you're going to have a hard time having glucose produced through gluconeogenesis, because the B vitamins are critical for the conversion of fats and even amino acids into glucose. So that's another good reason why to make sure you're taking your B vitamins. If you fast once a week for the therapeutic benefits of it, and you want to get through your fast a lot easier, then make sure you have enough B vitamins in you. Is that a fair statement, Dr. Jeff?
That's a really good statement. And essentially, in closing, you know, I get emails from you folks, and hopefully I get back to you with good answers. But, you know, if you ever had any questions, or you know, you wanted to comment on the show, you had some suggestions, Superhuman Radio has Ask the Scientist. You can go there, and if for some reason you lose that website, you can just Google my name, and you can find also an Ask the Scientist on the All-American Pharmaceutical website.
There you go. Great. All right, Dr. Jeff, thank you so much for being here today, and we will see you. I'll see you literally tomorrow.
Yeah, you have a good flight, man, and the weather's nice, and we got lots of beef for you.
Okay, see you then.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brooks Kubik to do this special episode of Physical Culture Radio. Since we're not going to be live tomorrow, we're doing it today, and that is training and living, managing pain. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 17 tracks and I'm at it.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAE. EFX.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So since I'm off the air tomorrow live, we're doing a special episode of Physical Culture Radio today with Brooks Kubik in just a second. And the reason we're doing this is because we know that most of you out there from one time or another have to deal with pain. If you're a hard training athlete, you are dealing with pain on a regular basis. It could be muscle soreness, it could be joint pain, it could be an injury because you did something wrong. So why isn't it important to discuss the secrets of pain-free training and pain management in general? And we think that it really, really is. And so I bring my co-host on.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm in pain. No, I'm not kidding. No, but you know what? This is such an important topic, and we had no plans about talking about this until you and I just got on the phone a little while ago and we started chatting about something that's happened to me. But it's like most of us, our normal is dealing with some sort of pain. In fact, I would venture to say that the people in this audience have some of the highest pain thresholds and pain tolerance levels of this nation. Most people can't take a splinter. Those of us who are involved in physical culture, pain is actually a welcome sign of success to us. You know what I mean?
Well, you've got the no pain, no gain mentality. I mean, that's been around forever. Is that what you're referring to?
No. But I mean, I think that when you have a hard training session, you change up the style of training, you change up your rep scheme, you end up with muscle soreness that most people would want to stay home and sit. And to us, we're like, oh, that worked. That was good. I can feel my muscles. They're sore. Something's happening. You know what I mean? I don't mean the no pain, no gain, like drive yourself into the ground because that means you're making progress. That's idiocy.
So you're talking about we welcome muscle soreness, whereas most people would think,
give me the Advil.
Oh, yeah, you know, my muscles are sore. I can't stand it. Oh, no, world's coming to an end. Yeah.
And then as we get older, we find out that things don't stretch as well as they used to, and, you have an injury that just pops up and never goes away, and then you live with the pain.
Well, that's what happens to the vast majority of trainees, and what happens is you need to learn how to balance the good kind of pain, which is muscle soreness from a good workout,
right,
which is fine as long as it's not extreme, excessive, debilitating.
Right.
You need to balance that versus the bad kind of pain, which is orthopedic pain, it's chronic pain, it's joint pain, it's pain that limits your activities, limits your range of motion, keeps you from doing certain exercises, keeps you from training the way you want to train. Yeah, you know, and that's the balance, and that seems to be the challenge for most people at any age. They almost seek the right kind of pain. In fact, I don't think I need to say almost. You know, people who are intensely interested in training, in physical culture, really do go out of the way to do things that make their body sore.
Right.
You know, it's almost you're trying to make your body sore because you want to see, you know, is this working? Where is it working? Where do I feel it? What's the effect of this exercise? What's the effect of this change? Just what you alluded to earlier. You know, so you seek that. But you have to learn the balance of avoiding causing problems that lead to the wrong kind of pain. And it really becomes a balancing act.
Right.
It's difficult for athletes. It's difficult for people who train. It probably, as people get older, it's probably difficult, you know, even for people who don't train.
Well, how do you differentiate? So I'm just thinking about, you know, back in the day, behind the neck presses and behind the neck pull downs were, you know, oh, you got to do these. And then as you get older, you find out that that's how you messed up your shoulders and then you stop doing them. So is there a litmus test to like, yeah, this is good pain, this is bad pain?
The test that I use is there's a difference between muscle pain and what I call orthopedic pain or joint pain.
Okay.
If it's joint pain, there's a problem because exercise should not make your joints sore. Exercise should make your muscles sore, but should strengthen your joints and actually make them feel better. If it's making your joints sore, then there's a problem. You may be doing the wrong exercise. You may be doing an exercise in the wrong form. You may be doing too much of a particular exercise. You may be doing something, whatever it is, that needs to be changed. It may be the wrong kind of shoes. you may need to stop using a belt, start using a belt, you know, whatever. There's lots of different options. But if your joints are sore, that's a problem. Now, sometimes you have muscle soreness, and you can't tell if it's muscle soreness or joint soreness. Here's the litmus test. Muscle soreness goes away.
Right.
Joint pain, or what I refer to as orthopedic pain, stays with you. If you have a problem that lasts more than a week or two, and it just doesn't go away, it doesn't get any better, that's not a sore muscle. That's something else in most cases.
I just experienced this, right?
Mm-hmm. What's
and,
that?
And I want to tell this story because it's instinctive in me now to be able to pinpoint where what's going wrong. So since 2009, I've been wearing five fingers. When they first came out, I did a show with the director of marketing. She was kind enough to send me two pair of five fingers. I sent the small pair to Elisa. I kept the big pair, and I've been wearing them religiously for all types of activity, even gardening.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been wanting to run more often, and I want, and so I don't want to damage my shins and my knees. So I went ahead and bought a pair of running shoes. So one day I went to the gym. I was going to train legs, but I wanted to run a little bit too. And instead of taking, you know, one pair of shoes to run on the treadmill, one pair of shoes to lift in, which is what I should have done, quite frankly, now that I look back. But I wanted to make it convenient. So I wore the same shoes to run in as I did to lift in. So that day, I actually did a series of squats, hip thrusts, and stiff leg deadlifts. And the next morning, I had a sharp, searing pain in the outer front area of my knee. Not the muscle in my leg, in my knee. And I thought to myself, I never get that. What the hell is this now? But then I thought about it. So that little wedge, it's actually much more than you would find in a lifting shoe. That's in a running shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But that wedge changed the kinesiology of my knees, had me lift, shifting forward on my shins a little bit. And that's not the way my body works well. So I put pressure on my knees that normally aren't there, and bang, I had knee pain. Now, that was about 3 weeks ago. And since then, I have squatted and deadlifted and hip thrusted, but in my five fingers, and I have no searing pain in my knee. So there's an example of good pain, bad pain, right?
That's an example of good pain, bad pain. You know, it's the kind of thing that it was not muscle soreness. It was caused by something else, but, you know, it's also an example of being real careful about things you do. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, I am not a fan of running for larger, heavier people, particularly people who are over 50, for exactly the reason that you said. It
right.
puts a lot of, a huge amount of stress on the joints, not
right.
the muscles,
right.
but the joints. So that's kind of, you know, that illustrates a couple of things, including being smart enough to recognize, hey, there's a problem here. I need to do something differently.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. This is Physical Culture Radio. We're talking about training so that you don't develop pain, but more importantly, once you do have some sort of chronic pain, what you can do to manage it so that you can keep on training. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a new book, ebook that was just released from Brooks Kubik. So those of you who love to read his stuff will be able to rush right over to Amazon and download the Kindle ebook. In the meantime, go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
For the best constant real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. This is Physical Culture Radio with the Keeper of the Flame of Physical Culture, Brooks Cubic. Brooks, you just released a new book this morning, didn't you?
No, we did something that was...
Or is it additional chapters that you
released?
Yeah,
it was a little bit different, and, you know, it's one of the things that, you know, it's kind of a bonus type thing, and, you know, I think people who have been buying things from me in the past, you know, hard copy things, know that we typically do some kind of bonus. If you order a book, I'm talking about a hard copy book or a hard copy course, if you order it from me, Very often you get an autographed book, which is just a bonus. If I know your name and I know it's for you as opposed to you're ordering it for someone else, I might include a note that is to you. And if you place an order and you say in the special comment section of the online order form, if you say, please sign the book for me, you know, I will always do that. I often include a handwritten note. Sometimes we include a letter. Sometimes we include a bonus photo or what I call a mini poster, an 8.5 by 11. We have a number of different ones, and we kind of rotate through over time so that if people continue to buy things, they continue to hopefully get something new, some little bonus. So I wanted to do the same thing or something similar, some kind of bonus for people who had bought our ebooks. And the way to make that happen, because, you know, I don't have their names and addresses, and I can't send them something in the mail, and obviously I can't include a handwritten note. So what we did for the first three books in the Dinosaur Training Secrets series that we started this year, volumes 1, 2, and 3, last night we uploaded a new chapter for each of those. And so everybody who bought the original now has, if you go back and look at it on your device, you should have, if the Amazon magic is working as it should, you should have a new chapter.
That is so cool that you can upgrade on the fly. You automatically get the latest edition of something when you buy the Kindle ebook.
Yeah. And so, you know, anybody who, for example, buys it today, buys it tomorrow, they automatically get the upgrade. They get the bonus chapter. But the really neat thing is if you bought Dinosaur Training Secrets Volume 1 back on January 15 or 16 of this year, whatever the day was that we released it, you can go back and look at that right now on your device, and what you'll find is that there's a new chapter.
That is so cool.
It's just automatic. Yeah, it's really a neat bonus for the ebook world. And what we were able to do, I got the idea because we released Dinosaur Training Secrets Volume 3 as an ebook while it was still at the printer being printed as a hard copy course. So I had a little bit of lag time. And while I had the lag time, I started to get questions from readers who said, you know, hey, in your training program for beginners, I've got a question, blah, blah, blah. In your progression system number 6, I've got a question. In the 7th workout that you put in there, you know, there's a particular exercise. I don't like that. I'd like to substitute. Can I substitute? You know, things like that. So I got those questions. Okay, so meanwhile, the printer does the formatting for the hard copy book, and lo and behold, we're about one chapter short from getting the right page count. Okay.
That's amazing.
You know, so it's like, okay, now I need to figure out another chapter. And I thought, I've got all these questions from people.
Right, I'll just use those and make them.
I'll answer the questions, and that should be about the right length for a chapter. So we did that, and so the people who got the hard copy version got an additional chapter that had questions that had already come in that week from people who had read the ebook version. Okay. Well, you know, so then I said, okay, you know, to make it fair, since it's questions from the, you know, the people who bought the ebook, to make it fair, I've got to go back and update the ebook. So, you know, now we've gone back and we've updated the ebook with questions from people who purchased it sometime over the last couple of weeks. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing. It's not quite interactive, but it's getting fairly close.
That's pretty cool. Really,
yeah.
Really cool. So People go to Amazon and search for the Kindle ebook. Which one? Which book is it that has the additional chapters?
Three of them. Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 1, Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 2, and Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 3.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. Very cool.
You know, there's a whole lot of people out there who got bonus stuff today via the internet. And for people who bought all three books, they've got three chapters. And you know, frankly, because we do fairly long books and fairly long chapters, you know, that's almost the length of some things that some people put out there and call ebooks.
Right, exactly.
You know, some ebooks are basically
a brochure.
A brochure or a magazine article or something.
Let's get back to this subject before we have to take the next break. And this is a question I want to ask you candidly.
Mm-hmm.
And I will obviously answer it myself. But as you've gotten older, have you developed any what could be called stiffness, muscle stiffness?
Muscle stiffness or joint stiffness?
Muscle stiffness. Like the muscles will hurt for no apparent reason. When you wake up in the morning, are you kind of like a little stiff in the muscles I'm talking about?
Yes, I am sometimes stiff in the ankles.
Yes.
And shins.
Yes. Okay.
You know, going down the stairs in the morning.
Yes. Okay. How about the lower back? How about the lower back, hamstrings, or gluteus muscles?
Not so much. Not so much. It's primarily for me. It's primarily ankles, and it's probably been that way for about 10 years now. They're really, you know, sometimes there's some lower back stiffness, but not very much, you know, particularly for someone who sits a lot during the day, you know, which obviously I have
writing,
to do because
right.
I do all the writing.
Right.
So I would say it's ankles more than anything. And I will also say this, that, and ankles may be for whatever reason, they may just be a trouble spot for me. But if I, you know, I mentioned earlier, I don't like running. Remember?
Yeah.
You know, I said, oh, man, I applaud your courage for running, but I'm not going to do it. I really have a lot of ankle stiffness if I try running. And if I try hill sprints, that's almost a crippling
sentence.
Problem
yeah.
immediately, as in one workout will do me in.
Well, over the past, this has been more so the past couple of years, I'd say, the past 2 years. I have started to get the same thing. I have the ankle stiffness. It takes me, but what I do for the ankle stiffness is while I'm watching television or if I'm sitting, I take my shoes off, first of all. It's very, very important to do this. I rotate my ankles and flex the calf muscles and hyper arch the foot almost like I'm trying to touch my toes to my heel, if you will. And I force my ankle to the left and to the right, and I really feel those muscles flexing. And I do that anytime I'm sitting still. I'm doing it now. I've been doing it instinctively because I do it under the studio desk that I'm sitting at. And I notice that that helps my ankles a lot. But when I wake up in the morning, I have the same thing. My ankles are a bit stiff. And it really is from the instep up into the lower leg that I feel this stiffness that you're talking about. I don't know if that's what you experience, but that's what I experience. And it compromises the way you pull your foot up in the morning. It takes a couple of minutes for things to get rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But the real challenge that I have is my glutes and the sides of my legs, I guess where the IT bands are. These are painful sometimes. In fact, when I wake up in the morning and walk into the bathroom to brush my teeth or wash my hands and face, leaning out over the sink, my glutes hurt. I mean, they're painful. They hurt. And this could be from training. It could be not from training. I could take 3 days off and it feels this way. In fact, it feels better after I train. And this has really been worrisome to me because I'm like, man, is this what old age is going to be like? Am I going to just be in constant pain all the time? But we have to take a break. I did something this morning and everybody's going to go, oh, duh. But I did something this morning after doing my morning cardio that we've probably talked about on the show, but I've just never done it.
Okay.
And the pain.
We'll hit it when we come back.
The pain is gone. And I'm not talking about, I think it's gone. It's gone. And if this is the answer to getting rid of the stiffness in muscles as we age, it's an easy one for everybody to do. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. My co-host is Brooks Cubic. We're talking about living with pain, pain from training. If you're a hard training athlete, you're sore, you have what can be considered pain, the kind of pain that most people wouldn't want to live with. We learn to not only live with it, but work around it because we don't want to give up our hard training. I got to mention something, by the way, Brooks. Superhuman Radio has been getting more and more listeners from the continent of Africa. We have, I know of two new listeners in Uganda, and right now I'm looking at our live map of where people are listening from, and we have somebody listening from Nigeria. And whoever you are, I would love for you to go to my Facebook page, if you're not already my friend, look for Carl Lenore, L-A-N-O-R-E, and friend me. But we have a growing audience of physical culturists in Africa. I love this. I love the fact that the Superhuman Nation is growing every single day and reaching more and more people. It's important because we are going to be the community of people who will come out the other side 200 or 300 years from now when the rest of this obese, unfit population dies off. So anyway, I digress. So I've been living with this pain, Brooks, and it's really sad because I think to myself, you know, it's even changed the way I squat, the way I approach movements, because I approach them and I got to kind of push through the pain. It's not even the pain of the weight anymore. It's the pain of the muscle. In fact, the pain in the side of my legs got so bad that I sneezed one day. And just from that minor muscle contraction, I had this soreness that lingered for a couple seconds.
Ooh.
I know. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Well, guess what I did this morning? After doing my morning cardio, because today's my off day, I just did cardio this morning. Elisa has a foam roller. It's a hard one. It's the black rubber one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, let me give this a try. We've talked about foam rolling on the show, but, you know, I'm a hard training athlete. Come on. I squat. I deadlift. I hip thrust. I do heavy work. What could foam rolling do for me? So I sat down on the foam roller and leaned to one side, so just my left glute muscle was on it, and started slowly rolling because it hurt with a capital H. It hurt. But I rolled up and down the length of the gluteus muscle from the bottom of the back all the way down to where it inserts, it inserts underneath the hamstring, back and forth, rolled to the outer edge, to the outside of my body, rolled back to the inside, shifted, did the same thing to the right gluteus muscle, rolled back and forth, and stood up, and the pain was gone. I thought, this can't be. I got back down. I did it again. And to keep in mind, I'm 230 pounds right now, so this is a lot of weight on my gluteus muscle, because I was thinking about it. I go for massages. Massages don't make me feel this good immediately. In fact, I think the massages make me hurt even more. So I did it again. I stood up. I thought, this can't be. Oh, it's just going to last moments. It's probably going to come back in a minute. In the meantime, let me try the IT band area of my quads, the outer quads. Mm-hmm. Little harder to do, much more painful. I'm talking about, I could not apply my full body weight to my quads. I had to actually use the tip of my toe and my elbow to push up a little bit to take some of the weight off of the quad. But I rolled back and forth, and then I did the other quad, and I stood up, and my quads didn't hurt. I thought to myself, this can't be. Oh, I'll give it an hour. The pain's going to come back. I'm in the studio now. That was this morning at about 6:30 a.m. I have no glute pain. I have no quad pain. Now,
wow.
But it's not over, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure that I've got to do this tonight, tomorrow, the day after, and so on. But what if, so I got to thinking, what is it about old muscle? When we think about old muscle, right? If you've ever eaten a steak from an old cow, it's tough, right? It's not like soft, easy to eat beef from a young cow. Right? That's why they talk about veal is like butter. It melts in your mouth. You get meat from an old animal. It's tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our muscles toughen up. So you got to tenderize them. You can tenderize them with the foam roller.
Well, you can tenderize them with the foam roller. You can tenderize them with massage, acupressure, trigger point therapy. Rolling on lacrosse balls or, you know, other balls of different sizes. There are all kinds of treatments and modalities and things.
But I don't think massage works. I think the balls work, and here's what I think. This is my opinion. When you do a foam roller, you are squashing the entire plane of the muscle in unison. Okay? It's different than somebody's hand or elbow moving up and down your body. This is your body weight crushing that muscle in between the bone that it's adjacent to and completely flattening it out. And I kind of feel like the amount of pressure that you can apply to a large area simultaneously and dynamically move it up and down with a foam roller is something different than can be achieved by a person standing over you while you're laying on a massage bed and them applying their body weight down on your body.
Well, here's what I believe. I believe that all of these things are very effective. And I believe that if you are an older trainee, if you're looking for the edge, you know, actually, if you're a trainee of any age, but particularly if you're an older trainee, and by older, you know, in training terms, 30 or 35 is old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, and people hate to hear that, but you know, remember, Olympic athletes are primarily late teens, early to mid-20s.
Right, right.
You know, so when I say older, that's what I'm using for a basis of comparison. But if you are 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, definitely 50 and up, you need to be paying more attention to these therapeutic tools. The foam rolling, massage, sports massage, deep tissue massage, ART, acupressure, acupuncture. For some people, acupuncture can be incredible. And, you know, there's lots of different things to do, and they're all very good and very useful, and they're probably more important for your long-term progress going forward and more important to your ability to sustain training for the rest of your life than the actual training.
Yeah, and of course, Bill Hinburn is listening, and he just sent me an article from prevention.com, and there's a picture of a woman doing exactly what I was doing on my quads,
mm-hmm.
Talking about foam rolling to improve performance and rid your body of pain. It really works. You know, I've done shows about books on foam rolling, and I never did it. I watch Elisa do it. I think that's something chicks do. Foam rolling is for women. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not for me. I'm a big, strong brute of a guy. I don't need foam rolling. Well, I was wrong. If this is, and you know what? If this is what it takes for me to continue to train and get stronger as I get older, I'm all about it, man. I'm going to be doing foam rolling every single day. I'll be watching television at night. Instead of sitting there, I'm going to be on the floor foam rolling. Because this is what I'm all about. I'm about performance. I'm about human performance. This is wonderful. I feel like I just got the keys to the kingdom this morning. Because I was really worried, Brooks.
You would. I was going to say roll on the floor, but that's a horrible pun that I didn't even mean. You would die laughing if you saw our living room. If you came over and just took a look, walked around, because what you would see is medicine balls, foam rollers, stability balls of various sizes, and very often, and these are all treaties, and very often, in addition, she's got kettlebells, dumbbells, sometimes even a barbell up here. And that's exactly what she does in the evening. If the TV's on, more likely than not, she is on top of a foam roller, stability ball. You know, sometimes she uses a softball to roll on, sometimes a soccer ball, sometimes a rubber ball. It depends on what she wants to work on. But she just does that stuff all the time and gets great results from it, and she's always after me to do it. And I do some, but I should definitely do more. Everybody should do more. And you're absolutely right. It is a tremendously valuable thing to do. And here's the neat thing. It doesn't take a big time commitment.
No.
The great thing about
some of these things that you can do yourself. It doesn't take any time. You don't have to travel. You don't have to schedule an appointment. It's really, really easy. And, of course, it's really inexpensive.
Well, and think about this, Brooks. Mm-hmm. So you and I both have this same situation where our ankles kind of feel stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ankle stiffness is probably not a result of joint stiffness. It's a result of the muscles that coordinate and move the foot being stiff. What I'm going to try foam rolling my lower legs tonight. I'm going to try getting down on the floor and leaning to the side and to the, then to the back and then to the inside and then to the front and foam rolling those muscles that are that cause ankle flexion and extension. And what if that's all it takes and tomorrow my ankles don't feel stiff? You know, when I did the interview with the guy who wrote the book See Olga Run about the 90-plus-year-old sprinter, Olga, I can't think of her last name, but she has a ritual that when she wakes up in the morning, which most people it's the middle of the night because she trains early in the morning, she starts out by massaging her lower body. She lays in bed for like a half hour, 45 minutes before she even steps out to massage her entire lower body. And if that's what it takes to keep sprinting until you're 90, who cares? That's a wonderful thing, right?
Being able to sprint when you're 90 is an awesome thing. And, you know, if that's all it takes, then that is a very, very, very valuable thing to be doing.
And a small price to pay.
A small price to pay, yeah. It's like, how could you beat it?
So those of you who are suffering with pain, and you know that it's muscle pain, but it's not related to delayed onset muscle soreness or a workout. You feel like, oh, my God, I'm getting older. My muscles are getting stiff. Please, please, please give foam rolling a try. Because if it worked for my glutes this morning that quickly, and I've been going around since last year it really got bad, where I would just walking, I would think to myself, God, is this what I'm going to have to deal with? I'm 57. What's going to happen when I'm 67? It's like my whole body going to be racked with this kind of pain. You know what? When we train hard, we make the muscle fibers thicker and they become tougher and denser. And as a result, they have a tendency to stiffen. I don't know why. I don't know if it's metabolic waste that gets stuck in them. I don't know what it is, but all I know is if my glute pain is completely gone now, that was 6:30 this morning, okay, just from one brief session of foam rolling my glutes, I'll foam roll my whole body twice a day if I have to keep being able to be virile and lift heavy and be strong and live long. I'm with it, and you should too. Give it a try. I want to take a break, Brooks, and I want to turn the tables. We're going to still talk about pain, but I want to talk about something that many of you may not even think about could be contributing to chronic pain. And it's something that many of us use every single day. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. Visit Brooks Kubik, BrooksKubik.com. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Just bust the move.
And you can bust the move when your muscles don't hurt. Talking with my co-host Brooks Kubik. This is Physical Culture Radio. So, many of you know from me mentioning this on various shows this week that I got addicted to caffeine again. I got addicted to caffeine many years ago. When I talk about addicted to caffeine, I'm not talking about the average, gee, I love my coffee. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about not being able to function without high doses of caffeine. I'm talking about using 800 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of real caffeine, a combination of caffeine anhydrous and generic 5-hour energy shots all day long.
And how does that compare to a cup of coffee?
There's no comparison. I can go to sleep on a cup of coffee.
Wow.
So, and this happened to me years ago, and then I and then I realized it. But so this past Friday, we were doing a show, Casual Friday. And I did my, this has been my routine for the past few months now. 200 milligrams of caffeine anhydrous in the morning. I train, two 5-hour energy, but I buy the generic ones at Kroger's because they got too expensive to buy real 5-hour energy. So I started buying the 5-hour energy extra, which has, I don't know if it has 200 or 300 milligrams of caffeine plus all this other stuff in it, right? Guarana and, you know, it's got a ton of stimulants in it. And so Kroger sells a pack of six for like $6. And a 5-hour energy in the store is like $3. So I would buy these by the box. And so right before my show, I would down two of them. Then during my show, I would sip one of them. So at that point in time, I've got at least 800 milligrams of caffeine in me. And then usually one more at the end of my show to get me through the rest of the day. And then I go home and, you know, start all over again the next morning. So this past Friday, Elisa said to me, your personality changes when you use those 5-hour energies. And I mean, I take that stuff seriously. It's not, I'm not like, what, how's my personality change? What, you know? And I thought about it. I thought, man, you know, for her to say that, something's up. So Friday, I said to her, that's fine. I'm done. I'm done with this caffeine. I'm done with all of it. Now, to give you an example of how addicted I had become to caffeine, the next day, by about 10 o'clock in the morning, I started to have like a really severe headache. I never get headaches. Never. I never have headaches. I'm like, okay, I know what it is. It's the caffeine. I go to the gym and I train and I don't feel like training and I just don't have the energy to train and I feel kind of weak, but I train anyway and I come to the studio and so that was Saturday. I didn't come to the studio. I'm sorry. We go home. I just don't feel well. I kind of feel like I got the beginning of the flu, like I'm coming down with something. Sunday is Father's Day. We go out to Elisa's stepfather's house in the morning, and then I'm supposed to see my daughter, Sydney, in the afternoon, and I fall asleep sitting up on the couch at her father's house. I never fall asleep sitting up on anything. I fall asleep. She goes to me. I had this overwhelming, like, gravity on my body, Brooks. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I just fell asleep. And then Sunday, I feel terrible. I can't remember anything. I swear, I felt like I was having the onset of dementia. I couldn't remember people's names. I was like, oh, my God. But I just kept telling myself, it's the caffeine withdrawal. It'll be okay. Monday, I was supposed to do a show Monday. One guest fell out. Usually, I try to grab another guest. I just told Alex, cancel this other guest, and I'm going to take the day off and rerun two old shows because my brain isn't working. I won't be able to do an interview today.
Wow.
Tuesday, I start snapping out of it. I feel a little bit better Tuesday. Today is the first day I feel normal again. In fact, I feel better than normal. I got to be honest with you. I actually, so one of the side effects of coming off caffeine, which is counterintuitive, is poor sleep. I was waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning all those nights. I couldn't get back to sleep. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. I'm stopping the caffeine. Why can't I get to sleep? And I obviously get on the internet and I look, and sure enough, one of the side effects of caffeine withdrawal is insomnia. Because it takes time for the brain chemistry to come back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Other side effects or withdrawal effects we all know about. Fatigue, depression, lethargy, difficulty concentrating. I had all those in triplicates. I mean, I had all those. But here's one that I stumbled on that I actually found two studies that talk about it. Caffeine withdrawal can cause muscle pain. Especially when you've used the caffeine in and around exercise. Now think about that and think about what's in all the pre-workout supplements out there.
Just a little teeny tiny bit of caffeine?
Yeah, you're being nice. Just a little, like a boatload of caffeine. So I got to thinking, what if when you train with a caffeine-based pre-workout supplement, one of the side effects is when the caffeine wears off later in the day, you end up with muscle soreness?
Interesting.
It's just a theory. I can't prove it. But I can tell you that my muscle pain was amplified in these past few days. So for this foam rolling to work today, knowing that my muscle pain has been amplified since I've come off caffeine, this is a big deal to me. This foam rolling, I've been listening to people talk about it for a long time, but I am finally a believer. But isn't that interesting about the caffeine withdrawal?
That's very interesting and very counterintuitive. And I'm gonna be perfectly blunt. The idea of using caffeine to quote get up close quote for a workout is, in my opinion, a really, really bad idea and a really unnecessary one. You know the best way to get up for your workout?
What?
It's inside your head. It's your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Start thinking about it. Start focusing. Start concentrating on what you're going to be doing. Start the visualization drills. And one benefit of doing it that way, you don't have those jitters. Have you ever seen people when they try to train with the jitters?
Yeah, but I have seen it. I actually experienced it myself one time, mm-hmm. and I literally got like a panic attack from it. But when you're using the amounts of caffeine I was using, Bill Hinburn wanted to know why I was using so much caffeine. Well, this probably was a layover from my sleep issues dealing with my sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
But I was waking up in the morning feeling terrible, and so I needed an artificial boost to get the day going, Bill. So that's how this whole precipitated. But my sleep is great now, and so I figured this is the time to come off the caffeine. But anyway,
well, that'll be interesting. You know, if you stay off it, and I, you know, really hope you do. If you stay off it, it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks.
I was off caffeine for 10 years.
Really?
No coffee, and then I started fooling around with caffeine anhydrous,
mm-hmm.
and that really messed me up once before. And then I got off of caffeine again for probably about 3 years. But then I just kind of, it's like one of those things. Like, well, just today I'll use it just today,
mm-hmm.
and then tomorrow, or maybe 3 times this week, and then 4 times next week, and then 5 times next week, and I'm like, oh, it's okay. I don't feel bad, so I can use it every day now, and then I'm using more and more. You know how these things, I mean, maybe you don't know how these things happen, but if you have something that is easily addictive, the addiction creeps up on you. It's not like all of a sudden, bang, you know, you're doing it. It's like you ease into it. In heroin, they call it chipping, C-H-I-P-P-I-N-G, chipping. You know,
right.
Oh, I'm just going to get high on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then the next thing you go, well, is a Wednesday night. It happens to be a holiday. You're off. You're going out with your buddies. Well, I'll get high on Wednesday. So now it's twice a week. And then next thing you know, it's 4 times a week. Next thing you do, you're shooting up every day. That's how addiction happens. It doesn't happen overnight. But with the caffeine in me, I can't do it anymore. I'm done with it. I'm just not going to, because I can't, caffeine makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll give you another revelation. I mean, you know, when I was a young man, back then in the 70s, recreational drug use was very popular. I was not involved in organized sports, so I was part of that culture, not part of the sports culture. And when all my friends were gravitating towards things that made them feel down, I gravitated towards things that made you feel up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked Black Beauties and Uppers and stuff like that because I like feeling good and feeling excited, not feeling like I was going to dribble and drool on myself. So I tend to like that kind of something that puts you into dopamine overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
So caffeine is a non-starter for me ever again. That's it. I just can't do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But I do feel good now. I got to tell you, today's the first day since Friday that I really feel like I have my, look at me, I have my wits about me. I have energy in my voice again. I feel alive again, and I have no caffeine in me at all. So, yeah.
Very, very, very interesting. Well, it'll be really interesting to chart your progress and get more reports on this and keep that pain-free thing going. And I'm gonna work more on that foam rolling and some ankle things.
Maybe. Yeah, let's you and I do an experiment.
That whole thing,
yeah.
In a month or so.
Let's you and I do an experiment. Let's start foam rolling our lower legs and see what happens to our ankles. This could be a great solution for a lot of us older guys out there that's the first thing that people start talking about is ankle mobility as they age. You know, instead of working on mobility, maybe it's all about working on those muscles themselves.
Well, you know, part of the ankle thing is that you've got the Achilles tendon, and the blood flow to the Achilles tendon is real minimal. And I've shared on the show before, this is something really important for people to know and to think about. Most pro football players over a certain age, they've been playing a while, who go out of the game with an injury, it's an Achilles tendon.
And that's something.
It, you know, it's not a shoulder, it's not a knee, it's the Achilles. And the reason is less blood flow, gets tight, bang, and then once it happens, it doesn't heal. You know, so that's something to be really, really careful of, and that can influence your choice of exercises for older trainees.
Yeah.
You know, for example, those plyometric jumps and things that people like to do, maybe not a real good idea after a certain age.
Right.
You know, because you're overstressing something that is a weak spot. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But it's been an interesting show.
You
know, we keep telling people we don't script these and, you know, have, like, no idea where they're going to go, and that's literally the case on this one. We talked, and you mentioned the caffeine thing and said, you know, hey, let's talk about pain, and we said, okay, and that was all the scripting we did.
Well, I think a lot of people live with pain out there. If the pain pill epidemic in this country is any indication, a lot of people live with pain. But I think that in our audience, it's a different type of pain. It's pain related to training for years, decades, perhaps. And there are ways around it. And it's worth doing. And you shouldn't think to yourself, oh, great, I'm older now. I remember when I used to be able to just jump out of bed and sprint. Well, big deal. At least you can still do what you want to do if you work some magic in this area or that area. You know what I mean?
Well, that's very true. And the other thing, I don't know if you have a break we need to go to or anything.
No, we could take it a little longer and then just end the show.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to share one thing, which is at 58, I have less of that pain than I did at 48.
Mm-hmm.
Very significantly less. And some of the things that have helped very significantly: fish oil,
mm-hmm.
improved attention to diet and nutrition, ketogenic diet or very close to ketogenic diet, got rid of all of those bad oils, all of the grains. That's helped enormously. Paying very close attention to allergens in the diet and trying to eliminate them has had a big effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I do enormously more stretching and warming up and flexibility work both before and after the strength training component of my workout, and that's been huge. And, you know, I do some of the foam rolling and similar things. You know, I tend to do more of it when I've got an ache or pain that, you know, captures my attention, but that's something going forward to do on a regular basis, more like Trudy does it. She's pretty far down the road on that, does a real good job. But, you know, I actually feel better now than I did 10 years ago, and I'm able to train more and better and harder and recover more, you know, as a result of all the things that I just mentioned. And that's encouraging. You know, because that would suggest that, you know, 2 years I'll be 60, and you know, it's not going to be an issue. It's going to be something to look forward to, and be real interesting to see what happens in the 60s.
Yeah, and of course, if you want to learn how to eat the way Brooks eats, you can buy Knife Fork Muscle and take all the guesswork out of.
Yep.
Because every recipe, Brooks not only puts recipes in there and complete meal plans, but he teaches you the logic that goes into eating to build muscle and live long. Brooks, thanks for being on the air today.
My pleasure. Have a great trip, and we'll be talking next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
You too. Bye.
We'll be off the air live tomorrow. I will be flying to Montana, and Friday we have a special edition of Casual Friday. Elisa will be in the studio. I will be in Montana with Dr. Jeff Galini, and we'll be doing our Casual Friday show that way. So we hope you tune in then. Thank you for listening today.